Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Zayin Omer Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Amir Tzashem will be finishing up Simen Shin Lamed Test today. We begin, actually, at the very bottom of Kuf Pei Vav Omer Beis, three lines from the bottom in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Siv Katan Lamed Beis. We just have a little bit left from yesterday's share at the end of Siv Hei. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, three lines from the bottom, V'yal kein, therefore, im konas es habesula be'erev Shabbos, the man married a woman who was a virgin on Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon, v'hichnis oso l'cheder mibodjom, and he had yichud with her in a private room before Shabbos started to accomplish the full chuppah and nisuin. So av shehi adayin lo tovlo, even though at that point in time she hadn't yet gone to the mikvah. And people went in and out from that room, so they weren't really alone for a shear of actual bia. The belav hachi asur lisyachidimo kodem bia rishona, and technically she wasn't even allowed to be with him alone because she hadn't yet gone to the mikvah for the shear of bia rishona. Nevertheless, in this situation, afilu hachi kona osa, he halachically made a kinyan of nisuin over here. Even though there was no bia, or even period of time they could have had technically a bia, nevertheless, this is considered a full kinyan on Erev Shabbos, she'avia l'chedem yuchad lo, because she was in a room designated specifically for him as his house, and therefore he technically brought her into his house, and therefore, when she then goes to the mikvah afterwards, v'achakach she'l telveles, he would be allowed to have first relations with her on Shabbos. There is no concern here of making a kinyan, and therefore the concern of mekach v'memkar domi. It looks like mekach hu memkar, and it would be forbidden because maybe you come to write. And therefore there is no isser of kinyan on Shabbos over here, because technically, because the full kinyan was actually accomplished on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, based upon this, Lufizia afilu b'chuppas besula, even in the regular chuppah where a woman is a besula, yesh lizor l'chadchila kisha'osin achuppah b'erev Shabbos, shiyasu achuppah mibo yom godo. In order to get around any concerns of making kinyan Shabbos, one should make a regular chuppah when he does it on Friday afternoon, early enough that you can have a full kinyan of chuppah and yichud before Shabbos starts, while the day is still Friday. Tirsha footnote number 34 brings down Ulakadish Isha the Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif Amanas Shiholu Hakidushim Shabbos Yontif. You're making the kinyan on the time period before Shabbos Yontif, but you want it to take effect on Shabbos Yontif. So Shelos Chuvas Emek Yeshua says that's not a problem. Mutulasos Kane, because the chalos of the kiddushin occurs on its own, and therefore there is no problem. This is also the opinion of Shelos Chuvas Machne Chaim. Tirsha footnote number 35 brings down making a chuppah on Erev Yontif is in Simin Tuf Kuf Men Vav, not a concern as well. L'chadchila, you're allowed to do this, but you should do it in the morning by Shachris, in order that the husband should have enough time to be Misameach his wife on Erev Yontif and not on Yontif, so you're not Ma'arv Simcha B'Simcha, you're not mixing the two Simchas. He brings that as well. You should try to have at least the first Su'udah as well on Erev Yontif, so that there is a full Su'udah before Yontif starts, and again, you're not being Ma'arev Simcha B'Simcha. And he says, if you really have no choice, you'd be allowed to do this even right before Yontif starts, because technically you're not being Ma'arev Simcha B'Simcha. And he brings down from the Mogen Avram, nowadays, in the time of the Mogen Avram, Nagu Shelo Lisa Isha B'Erev Yontif Klal, they did not marry on Erev Yontif, and therefore, if there's a pressing need, you'd be allowed to do this. He likewise brings down the chuppah that was done on Asar B'Teves, Shechol B'Erev Shabbos. So then, in that situation as well, when Asar B'Teves is on a Friday, which can occur, so the Ramah brings down, the minhag is la'aruch es ha'chuppah li'achat tefilas mincha, to make the chuppah after mincha time, and that's also halachically permissible, b'shas ha'dchak. And he says, likewise as well, if the chuppah is made on a Friday, which is Erev Yudzayin B'Tamuz, so you're going to start the 3 weeks on Shabbos, so the Eishel Avram, from the judge, brings down, Sha'af Shebuchol Erev Shabbos Yeishel Hakdamas Chuppah. Normally we make the chuppah early on Friday afternoon, so you have enough time, as we pointed out earlier in today's shir. In this situation, Yeishel Hakdima B'Yosi, you especially must make it early enough, so you shouldn't have the chuppah occurring during the, quote, 3 weeks, when it's Be'en HaShemashos already on Shabbos. Now we go to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Asu liyodim lohoshit b'mayim dovor. A person is not allowed to float something in the water on Shabbos, lo licho me'etzlo, in order to go and have it go away from him, o lavio etzlo, or to bring it to him. And therefore, v'lochein, kesomim, If you have some wood chips, they're on the water, they're floating. Also, you're not allowed to disperse them to one side or to the other side in order to make the water pristine over here, maybe to make it more drinkable. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel explains, Shezeo Gankin Bechlal HaGzeirah Shalaloshut B'Shabbos. This idea you shouldn't float something over here or clear away the wood chips is included in the Gzeirah of not swimming on Shabbos because you may come to build a raft. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Dalet explains that you're not allowed to separate these wood chips over here to push them to the sides. This is true, he says, Uchol Zeh Benar, in a river. However, Avo Bechli, if it's in some sort of a container, or Bebrecho, or in some sort of a pool over here that's enclosed on all sides, Sheish La Sofa, that it has walls or a lip around it, so to say, so it's not going out to the river, Lo Gazu, then the rabbis did not make such a gzera in this situation, as we've already learned previously when we talked about swimming in a pool that was surrounded by walls. And that, we said, was permissible over there under those circumstances. Commotion is Bor Lamala, as we've already learned, is brought down by the Achronim. Here's your footnote number 36 brings down. Then eno miskavi lishtamis b'mayim elu miyad. If you have no intention of using this water right now, that you're separating the chips to the side so you can get to the water, but you don't want this water right now, then the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that there's an additional isser over here of borer, because you're separating over here the thing that you don't want, which is the wood chips, but you're not using for immediate consumption, so you're separating the ra from the yotheh, and you're not doing it miyad, so there's a concern of borer. Others disagree, ayin in the rest of this footnote. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Svina, if you have a boat, imhio shevis bekarkayom, if the boat is resting on the bottom of the lake or the riverbed over here, in other words, it's not floating, veino shoto klal, it's not at all floating over here, it's essentially on the bottom of the river over here, it is in very shallow water, and therefore it's resting on the bottom, so in this situation, the Mechaber writes, mutur likonis boat, one is allowed to enter this boat on Shabbos. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Lamed Hey, however, avolim shoto, if the boat is floating, then also likonis besvina, one would be prohibited from entering this boat on Shabbos. Likewise, v'chein b'mavar, if you have some sort of a small boat or a raft, known as shikorim pram, which on the bottom it says is maboris, which is, I guess, translated as some sort of a raft or a very small boat. You wouldn't be allowed to go into this as well. Mipnei denira kishot bi'atzel, because it looks, in this situation, like you're swimming yourself, and therefore the rabbis prohibited you from doing this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Vav continues, and he says that you would be allowed to enter into the boat if it was lying on the bottom in very shallow water. So he says, however, the asur l'chalodim laharim likones lishon besocha, but a person would be prohibited from doing a trick, so to say, and going into the boat and sleeping in the boat, knowing full well that the non-Jewish person is going to come in a while he's asleep and take the boat to the other side of the river, which is exactly what this Jewish person wants. So you're not allowed to, quote, fool yourself and the guy into saying, well, he's asleep and I'll just go to the other side of the river with what you want. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're not allowed to do this, afilu tocha tchum, even if the other side of the river is not far away, it's still within the tchum. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Va'ayin and Simon Reish Mem Ches Sif Gimel Bahaga." The Rama over there tells us, "The Nichnas Ba Me'erev Shabbos." If a person entered into the boat on Erev Shabbos, "V'Kano Sham Shvisa," and he made that his makom, so that is his 2,000 amas from where he's standing and all around him on Erev Shabbos. So that's his konim makom over there. Then shari, it would be permitted to go into the boat on Erev Shabbos and establish his place over there. The su have a kebeso, because now the boat is considered like his lodging, like his house. And since that's where you're living right now, even if the boat moves afterwards, since you went in there on Erev Shabbos, there isn't the concern over here that it looks like you're swimming. And this would be allowed, even if the boat were to travel, afilu im yolichena chutz l'tchum shari. Even if the boat is going to go outside of the tchum on Shabbos, it's not your concern and not your problem, and it would be permissible to have entered into this boat on Erev Shabbos. However, the Mishmur says, mikol makom, also law says, mitzvina l'svina, but to go into this boat and then go into another boat, that would not be allowed. Unless, as we'll see in the conditions, where they're all tied together, which we'll see in the Mechaber in a moment. The rak b'svina rishona mahalech is kula, because only in the first boat you have permission to go within the entire boat. That's considered your dalet amos. Kivin sheshovas b'avir mechitzosel mibojom, because you establish that as your home base, as your home on Erev Shabbos, and therefore the entire boat is considered your dalet amos. So you can travel anywhere within that boat, but you would not be allowed to travel into another boat. These halachas were discussed previously in Reish Mem Ches, and we'll discuss them again in Besimin Tov Dalet V'Tovei in regards to Hilchos Tchum on Shabbos, where Mevara called Prati Adinu Elu, where these halachas will be explained, and some of them were already explained. The Mishnah Berurah continues then, and he says, If a non-Jewish person owed a Jewish person a lot of money, and it now becomes aware to you that the non-Jewish person is sick, the only way you'll get your money is if you go and visit him, but you're not allowed to get there because you can't get into the boat. So also, it's forbidden for you to go and hire out a small boat to take you to the man. The low bari hezeka, because there's no guarantee that you're going to be damaged if you don't go. Why? The shema loyomos. Number one, he may not die in Shabbos. And number two, a yitzav lefroa. He may say on his own, please pay this Jewish person the $1,000 that I owe him. This is what that name Rehuda Levi. Furthermore, the Mishmur adds, v'hainu afilu b'sol chatum. This din applies that you're not allowed to go to him in a small boat, applies even if you don't have to go outside the tchum. He then brings down the Magen Avraham Kosav Dafilu Bari Hezeka Oser. The Magen Avraham writes, even if it's a guarantee that you can lose the money, there is no way that this guy is going to survive until Sunday, so he's definitely going to die on Shabbos, and you're guaranteed that he's not going to pay you back. Nevertheless, even in that situation, you're not allowed to get into the small boat over here. The Magen Avraham explains, the Hafilu Ludvar Mitzvah Oser. As we've already learned, Ayin and Simon Tofrei Shud Gimel Sivav, it says over there in Simon Taryag that even for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're not allowed to go outside the Tchum. He then, however, brings down the Chayodim. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chayodim klal mem dalidos chav kosav the imtzorich lavor b'mavro lemitzvah overis." If your intention to go into this boat, this small boat of this raft, is to accomplish a mitzvah that if you don't do it now, you won't be able to do it at any other time, the efshal b'ninacher, and there's no other way for you to perform this mitzvah, then in this situation, or v'chay mishiyesh lochov etzalovik gilulim v'u bari hazek in lo yavar b'shabes asfino, or in the situation that the Magen Avraham prohibited you to, but the Chai Yodim says in this situation, if you're going to definitely lose money by not getting into the small boat, so either you won't be able to do a mitzvah, or you're definitely going to lose a significant amount of money. In this situation, the Chai Yodim permits you, efshar shiyesh lismoch lahati, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion that says you could get into the boat over here for a dvar mitzvah or for a huge financial loss. So only if it's in the tchum would you be able to take this kula over here to prevent this financial loss or to do the mitzvah. But he says, ach, kishu chutz l'tchum, but if this would require you to do the mitzvah or to get your money, that you have to go outside the tchum near Shein l'hoku klal. The Chayodim says, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Then the Mishmur says, look as well, v'ayin in the Shari Tshuva, b'simen zeh, or b'simen reish memches, where these halachos are discussed further. The issue footnote number 37 brings down ulegabe habo b'sfina b'shabes michutz tchum. Somebody comes from a boat and he arrives on Shabbos and you're outside your tchum. But when Shabbos entered, you were more than 10 tvachim above the ground. You were on the boat, which is more than 10 tvachim, which is about only a meter or so above the ground of the bottom of the water. So it's very easy for the boat to be well above that. And you want to go through some sort of a gangway off the boat, so he brings down in Simon Tov Dalid Shim Hamavores Kishur Lesfina Lamal. If the passageway over here is connected to both the boat and to the port, so there's no concern that it looks like you might be swimming, Mutul Choladeos Lavar Al Yodu El Hanamor. You'd be able to get off the boat and go into the port. However, if it's not tied down, Yesh Osri Mishum Shinira Kishat, because then you have the concern over here if it looks like you're swimming. Kivin Shalol Shavas Olel Mibojom, because you weren't sitting over there before Shabbos started. And he adds from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, she'im mitchilas ben hashmashos lo yotzel yabosha, if at the start of Shabbos you hadn't yet gotten to the dry ground, mutal olavar lenombo b'mavoris b'cholofen, he would allow you to go off on the boat from the gangway no matter what in all situations. The issue footnote number 38 brings down ulam letzorach tefila b'minyan. What happens if the only way you'd be able to get to a minyan is to get onto this boat? So he brings down from the Shaar HaTzion in Simon Tov Reish Yud Gimel as well that would still be forbidden. And the Shari Tshuva over here, which was alluded to by the Mishnah Berurah, also discusses this Ayin Shom in the last Shari Tshuva in the Siman. He then brings down, Ochein, Letzorach Tchias Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah, but if it were to be hearing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is a mitzvah to say Daraisa, so the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tof Kuf Pei Vav permits you to do so if there is no alternate way to hear the shofar. And he says, in regards to Sukkah, it's brought down in Simon Tov Reish Lamites, Shiesh HaMakilim Lavor B'Sfino in Meshita Aide Nochri. If a non-Jewish person were to lead this small boat, and that's the only way you could get to a Sukkah, they would permit it. However, he says, many Achronim disagree and are Machmir and would not allow you to go. Then we conclude this Simon with the last words of the Mechaber. He writes, if the boats are tied together, however, the imhik shura kimina kasvino so omdos binomo. If you have one boat tied to another boat, and then the boat is tied to the dock, so afa pi shehi shor to apnei amayim. Even though the boats are floating on the water, since they're tied to the dock, mutar likonis bo, then one would be allowed to enter this, quote, floating boat, even though we said previously in the beginning of this sif that you're not allowed to enter into a floating boat, but if the boat is tied to another boat, which is then tied to the dock, it would be permissible. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in sif katan lamed zayin, v'tzarech sheyehe kesher kosher berosho or echo besvina, you need to have one end of the boat tied to the other boat, or besheni, and the second boat is tied by yabasha. And this is the only way you'd be allowed to get into the boats, because they're all tied to each other and tied to the dock. And this is brought down in the name of the Achronim. With this, we conclude Simin Shin Lamed Tes and today's shir.